Eric, here at the Syngenta Learning Center's media briefing, you talked to us about soybean management strategies. I guess to try to summarize a little bit some of your comments, what would be some of the key points for growers that Syngenta would like to know when it comes to soybeans and managing their crop?
Yeah, well, we're basically offering some very strong options with herbicides, and we've got we recognize that we need a good pre versus plus a post option, and so we've got prefix, which is really dual and FlexStar combined together, and it really provides excellent control of weeds, which is a good solution with glyphosate resistance, and it allows for good plant canopy closure and excellent control of the weeds. We also, in terms of insecticides, we have Andigo, which is not registered yet, but it's coming to the market, and it's a combination of Lambda cyhalothrin and it's thiamethoxam, and basically it really provides excellent disease control of things like the aphids, the soybean aphid, which is becoming a problem, as well as the bean leaf beetle, which actually transmits a virus that's important as well. And in terms of fungicides, we have a very strong positioning with Quadris fungicide. Quadris contains the active ingredient azoxystrobin, and it provides broad-spectrum disease control as well as plant performance enhancement by having effects on the physiology of the plant.
Well, I have to comment, it seems like Syngenta has a lot of product options and brands. And then when you start creating a new brand name that is a combination of other brand names, it probably is a challenge sometimes, especially at the startup for a new product like the Indigo, which you mentioned, to keep straight all that. What would you tell producers that say, you know, how do I make sure I'm up to date and really understand this?
Well, really the best thing to do is they can visit the website or talk to a local Syngenta rep or dealer. But there's lots of information available on the products at the Syngenta website, or go to pharmacists, which is www.pharmacist.com.
Well, in speaking of those, having those different product options, it's not just that this one is better than that one. It really almost is more important exactly what does that producer want to do? How does he want to manage his crop and the products you have? Just give him options, right?
Oh, absolutely. And not all growers do things the same way. Some want to do manage their fields differently. What we provide is strong solutions in terms of genetic material with a strong background in stacked genes and gene traits, as well as seed treatments, which allow the plant to reach more of its full potential, as well as the insecticide, fungicide, and herbicide platform. So, yes, there are a lot of products for growers to consider, and given various situations, they want to select accordingly based on what the disease and insect pressures and weed pressures they have.
Well, we heard Dr. Bolgi talk about the new agriculture, and part of what's new, which he really didn't mention, is companies like Syngenta that can give you not only the seed, but then the chemicals and the things that you would treat for, whether it's pests like weeds or diseases. So really it's more of an integrated option that you're offering.
That's absolutely true. What we're trying to do is we're trying to offer a holistic option to allow growers to reach the fullest potential that they can with soybeans. As we know, soybeans should be able to achieve 150 bushels per acre, and we don't do that very often. And that's because there are many things that can happen to a soybean as it grows. And so what we offer is the stacked genes in the germplasm that actually provides for a lot of bundles that have resistance and tolerance to different insects and whatnot, as well as we have the crop protection materials to help make sure those growers can achieve that potential to the best they can.
Well, thank you very much, Eric Tedford with Syngenta here at Learning Centers taking place in Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.